What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Tone, good morning.
Morning, Ken.
It's good to see you. Good to hear you. Good to talk to you. It's good to be in your presence.
Are you liking the two Monday night games?
Yeah. Well, at the same time, no. I wish they'd start them at 5:30.
Yeah,
I wish you'd have a 5:30 game.
If they were going to do this, I think it would be way better, or just add another 4 o'clock game every week. I don't know. Maybe it's because we have this job, so we have to be up early.
Yeah.
I guess if you have normal hours, normal banker's hours, maybe this would be cool, especially because the first game was a blowout last night. So you're getting off that game immediately in the second quarter because that game was over. Jacksonville.
Yeah. Oh my God. Spencer German, potato salad, asks, he goes, Doug Peterson fly on the play home? I'm like, I don't know. Like, he's squarely on the seat now, man. That's a guy quit game. That is not good, man. Not good whatsoever. Makes our win look bad, though, doesn't it?
Well, I asked you right before the show. I said, we had the easiest schedule in the NFL. And then Mitch came in with a totally appropriate, measured...
And you ripped him for it.
...response, which was, well, you'd have to go through and you'd have to look at every team and look at their schedule. And I'm like, well, that was what was implied with the comment.
But that would be tedious. And we leave that tedium to Mitch. We don't want to do that.
Like, man, is Terry McLaurin the most underrated wide receiver?
Well, you'd have to go through it.
You have to look at all the receivers and see which ones are rated and which ones are underrated, and then, you know, apply that objectively to
apply who's rating them as well. I mean, you have to do that.
I mean, is Abraham Lincoln the best president ever? Well, I mean,
you'd have to go through all the 46 presidents and find out which ones,
and see objectively
about what you would see. And, you know,
James, look at their president pro tempore.
James Polk, he brought down the national debt, and
I could debate.
Did Kennedy even get a chance? Did Kennedy, because of the situation, do we overrate him?
How do you really feel about black people?
I'm not really sure about that. I'm not, you know, that's what he does. Yes. You good, Mitch?
How you doing, Mitch? What'd you think of last night?
I thought it was fun to watch one of the games that going into the season, you said that we had been some struggling games as of late. Yep. The Bengals and Commanders game might have been the best we've had so far this
year.
Well,
I mean, to determine that, you'd have to go and look at every single game.
You have to make sure you watch
the highs and the lows and good teams, bad teams down there.
And Paul Brown.
You know, quarterback play in this league. What has happened?
Ken Anderson.
Rodney McLeod about that.
WKYC in Cincinnati. WKRP. It's that too.
You asked me point blank before the show, Kenny, whether I felt better
or worse. I didn't say better. No.
What did you say?
I said, honestly, I don't know how you can feel better. Do you feel worse after last night? The only way you could feel better is like, well, the Bengals are 0-3.
Right.
All right. Well, I'm 1-2. I got to figure my own house out.
That's
I'm
true.
Only a game better, man. I can't. Like, if the Browns were 3, I ain't gonna lie to you. And I know you hate me bringing this up. I'm just gonna say it. I know you hate it. I have to do it because it's germane to the show. I was getting harassed at practice yesterday.
Why?
Because the head coach is a Steelers fan, and I was getting harassed. And there are other people in the area. It's an outer ring suburb who are Steelers fans.
Wait.
And I was getting harassed. It was harassment.
It is easy.
That's what it was.
It is easy to harass us. I mean, how quickly we forget 2020 and the Steelers. And what I mean by that is, what did they get off to?
It was 4 years ago.
What did they get off to?
When they were 11-0. But
which team was better? Which Steelers team was better? This 3-0 Steelers team or that 11-0 Steelers team?
But I told you, though, their defense is good this year. I like their defense.
Yes, their defense is good every year. Their defense was good that year.
Either way, I'm just saying I'm getting harassed, Anthony, at practice. Now, that's the only thing I'm going to say about practice. I know you don't like that. But, I mean, if I run into a Steeler fan, it's harassment.
Yeah.
It's online. Like I said, hey, we got to look at things that aren't crazy or radical, wild or radical changes. And someone said, well, you got to put Jameis Winston in. And I had written back to the person on Twitter. Twitter Reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers. I said, well, replacing their franchise quarterback is a radical thought. Their franchise quarterback. I don't think he's the fans' franchise quarterback, but nuance is lost on social media. And immediately Steelers fan got in. Other people got it. I'm like, man, guys, you know where I stand with the quarterback. I really don't think it's going to work out to the high level that people thought it would. I got to make the best of a bad situation, and I think it's a bad situation right now. I'm just like, man, I can't go anywhere. I'm just getting harassed. It's just harassment all day.
I get all that, and my normal reaction, maybe if I was old Lima, Kenny, my normal reaction is, what the Cincinnati Bengals did last night doesn't make me feel any better at all, because how are we getting better?
It doesn't make me feel better.
But there's a new Lima. There's a new Lima. There's new measured Lima.
Am I slipping into old Lima and you're slipping into new Lima and new Ken, old Ken?
It's this role reversal here. I mean, this is a formula for a 90s movie.
I don't believe it when you do it. I'm sincere when I have my feelings.
So let me point out.
Freaky Friday.
What do you
Body
think?
Swapping on the
Cincinnati Bengals are 0-3, right?
I think you'll be pleasantly surprised if you shared my body.
The Chiefs are 3-0. What is the gap between them?
The Chiefs are 3-0, and the gap between who?
The Bengals are 0-3. The Chiefs are 3-0. We saw Cincinnati. They had every opportunity to beat Kansas City on the road.
I can't solve your riddle. What's your riddle?
So I would say, if you're looking for a glimmer of hope, and you got it yesterday with the injury news, I think, from the Cleveland Browns, I think the glimmer of hope is there is not, right now at least, that I've seen, there's not a humongous gap between all these teams in the AFC.
Why is there a glimmer of hope with the injuries?
Miles is going to get to play football again. There was some thought while he was moseying over to that golf cart on Sunday that his season could be over.
Okay, that's one player. That would have been the end of the season. Okay, but my offensive line is still not good, so that could still be the end of the season. They're still hurt.
I do think there are ways, and I think they did this with Joe Flacco last year when he was playing with backup offensive linemen. There are ways to mitigate some of that.
You said the secret word. You said the secret name.
I mean, your coach was able to do it, and the quarterback that you had that was off the couch was able to do it. So
you feel better after the Bengals lost?
It's not necessarily bad. Look, I'm not going to spin it as if I'm thrilled about the position the Browns are in. And, you know, Washington, all of a sudden their quarterback, even though I think our defensive line.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Line should be fine against a rookie quarterback, and Cincinnati doesn't necessarily have that. I think we have ways to make him feel uncomfortable. I think overall, I can just say that what I said before the season started, what I said last year about the NFL in general, first 2 to 3 weeks feels like preseason. Now, I can't keep doing that every week. I can't keep saying that every week. And, like, if they lost this week, my God. Which,
so does the season start this week?
I kind of feel like it does. For around the league, too. I think things get normalized.
So we're doing opening day on Sunday? So right. For Friday's show, we're playing the Michael Stanley and saying it's opening week?
On the road?
I kind of feel that way. I know that's...
I think you better hope it's that way.
I know that's weird to people, but it's a different NFL. You have 17 games.
Well, then why are we playing our offensive linemen in the first three games of the season then? What's the point? Well, why do we play Deshaun Watson the first three games of the season?
You get the advantage. Like this is why I wonder if the Chiefs actually play their guys in the preseason, because they're like, we can get off to a good start and get cheap wins at the start of the year when teams have no idea what they look like, what their opponents look like, how to scout their opponents.
It all counts.
Nobody's played in the preseason, and they do count.
Like, Pittsburgh will probably still start to take on water. You would imagine. Right? Right.
Yes. Their offense is ask a Steeler fan. Do they feel great about their offense?
But Mike Tomlin's going to look at 3-0 and say, well, 3-0 was 3-0, and three more wins helped us.
The barn.
Hay is in the barn. We're stacking the wins. Yeah. We're stacking the hay. So he's going to feel better about it. That's why I hate the whole, the extended preseason. It can't be an extended preseason. The games count. These games get people fired. Like the 0-3 Jacksonville, that'll get Doug Peterson in trouble. The overall record will get Doug Peterson in trouble.
Sure. Yeah, you can cost yourself the entire season. Just ask the Bengals.
Exactly. Tony and Shad Khan aren't going to look at him and go, well, you know, you started off 0-3, but... I mean, maybe they might, but I really don't think they would. Same, and you bring up Cincinnati. Exactly the point, man. Exactly the point. I agree, but real quick, just for the record, 5:30 start time game one, 8:15 start time or whatever for game two. That's the way it should be. 5:30 be great. I know it's 2:30 Pacific time, but I don't give a damn. Yeah. They've been dealing with early sports for a long time. They can
leave
for
2 hours to go surf. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
I don't know.
Don't
it's pretty
you think
vast
the,
area. Not everything's on the coast.
You can't take last night as the example, right? Because of the blowout that happened in one of the games. But the possibility of having two down to the wire within an hour of each other. Like, you get to watch a game winner and then flip over and you are, you know, 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter of the next one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why they schedule it that way.
I know, but I...
I know, I
want to watch two. I'd rather watch two than one.
That's selfish, Ken. Though, if you're programming,
isn't that just everybody's? That's not Ken. That's selfish America. Everybody wants to watch more football.
You know what? I'd just rather, especially
Right. I said if you're programming,
I have the red zone. I have the red zone. So on Sundays, I really would just rather have another 4 o'clock game. I feel like there is so often at 4 o'clock when. You feel like you have no responsibility.
Right.
You are there to just sit there and watch football. And at 4 o'clock, it seems like, this is an abrupt ending.
Yeah, but
it's like one game that matters.
I mean, some of us don't have that luxury.
Right.
That's what they've done.
I'm just stuck in the house now.
Get 3 hours to watch football and then are expected, you know, to maybe rejoin the family at 4:25.
Yeah, I hate that.
I've never left the family, all right? They're all there. We're not doing anything. Give me more
that
football.
The second that game ends and that clock starts ticking on a Sunday... Oh, yeah, ratchet, that's the worst feeling. She's waiting. She is waiting. But they've done that. I mean, because what the networks have done, they've done a good job of making 425 matter. I mean, they're going to spend all that money. They're going to make everything look like a big, big deal. I'm surprised they haven't started. Like, 1 o'clock games are still like, all right, 1 o'clock, welcome to your week four Sunday. And I'm surprised they haven't started to go, like, you look at what Fox has done with noon kickoff. Before, there were 17 games on at noon, and none of them mattered. You were really just waiting until 3:30 and then 7:30 for those kickoffs. And now it's like, you can't miss noon. It's noon on Fox. The ratings are through the roof.
I could see down the road, to maximize everything they want to maximize, a Europe kickoff every Sunday. So you've got something going on at 8 a.m., you have start staggering them. Here's a kickoff at 11. Here, we're in New England at 11. Here's a 12. Here's a 1. Why do they have them all start at the same time?
I don't know.
It just doesn't make any sense to me for a league that wants to maximize eyeballs and get as much of their product.
I think eventually, maybe eventually, I don't know if they do it week one, but eventually I think you're right. I think they do expand it to the European. I don't know if they have teams in Europe. Maybe they do. I don't know. I still think the logistics of it might be a little bit more difficult than what they think, and that's why I think they're taking their good sweet time working it out. But maybe some point in the future they will. Probably yes. But also, like, they've done a good job of making, like, it's America's Game of the Week on Fox. And now, like, there's Jim Nantz and there's, like, a gravitas on CBS. CBS is like, this is game. This is our marquee 415, whatever, 425 game of watching this one. So, like, they didn't necessarily brand it America's Game of the Week. But when you got Jim Nantz, like, it's just, it's implied
right.
that this is a big game, a really big game. And Sunday night, but I don't know. I haven't really stayed up to watch Sunday night in quite a while. I usually wake up early and watch Sunday night on Monday morning. Real quick, so I don't feel better about any of our situations just because the Bengals are 0-3. I woke up and I saw what Jaden Daniels did statistically, and I'm glad you're saying, like, oh, well, we'll just go and we'll wreck the rookie. That's fine. But now I'm like, man, we got to play Washington in 2 weeks, and they have played better.
They have played better.
And because you lost to the Giants, nobody is a easy opponent whatsoever. Nobody is like that. So they're going to have to – I have to ratchet for every single one of these games. Now I have to be pensive for every single one of them. There's no relaxation. Like last week, Sunday was the closest to, hey, all right, this is going to be good that I've ever come. And you made me feel better. You told me that they were going to boat race them. And so I felt better, and then they ended up –
I also thought we'd do that to the Giants, and –
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying about the Giants is that yeah. you said they were going to boat race.
I'm saying the Redskins, the Commanders. I would just look normally a normal Browns team defensively should be able to swarm a rookie, give him looks he hasn't seen before, and Cincinnati maybe necessarily couldn't do that.
We'll celebrate it though.
Yeah, we'll celebrate anything.
I do want to get to what I think is the most frustrating thing for fans. Out of the loss on Sunday, other than just the loss.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.